Richard McKinney's the Chief Information Officer at the Department of Transportation, and he is co-chair of the Workforce Working Group in the CIO Council. It's great to see you. Thank you for coming today.
Glad to be with you.
One of the topics today is FITARA implementation, and you've been cited by a couple of folks today as being a good example of progress already in implementing FITARA at the Transportation Department. What do you think makes the difference between an agency who's going to get it right and an agency who's going to have a bit harder of a time as FITARA is implemented, Richard?
Well, you know, I think the departments that understand that this is a very important time in IT, it's important in a number of reasons. It's important because of the obvious cyber threats that are hanging. It's like the sword of Damocles hanging over every CIO's head. I think there's a waning patience on, there's been all these mandates around, data center consolidation and shared services and, move to the cloud. And, I think we as a community haven't made progress at a sufficient rate. And I think the FITARA legislation represents a very wise move on Congress's part to say, okay, if we're going to give you all these accountabilities, if there's all these things you're going to be held accountable, and I embrace all that, I think, and that's why you take these jobs, is you want that accountability. But you want your authority to match it. You want those to be paired up, because otherwise you aren't successful. So, I think a department that's successful, to your question, a department that's successful is realize we're on the hook for all of this stuff. We're going to be held accountable for all of these different initiatives and measures. And if we don't exercise the authority proportional to that, our report card is not going to look so good at the end of all this. And so, I'm lucky to work at the Department of Transportation where the executive leadership gets it, my counterparts in the CFO's office and the chief acquisition officer, the CHECO. I think the great things about FITARA, at least for me, has been the fact that we're spending a lot more time with each other and we're really getting into the nitty-gritty of the whole thing, and we're figuring out how we can help one another, because I think we've all come to the conclusion that our fates are married. Mm-hmm. That information technology is now woven into almost everything we do in the department. If we're not successful at that, we're not going to be successful at a lot of things we're trying to accomplish. Mm-hmm. So I feel very fortunate to work in a department that, when FITARA passed and I first, raised the issues, I had all these partners. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's, if people are saying we're doing a good job, I think we're just off to a great start. Most of our work's still ahead of us, but we're not debating it anymore. We're actively trying to figure out how to be successful.
And that strikes me, though, as what might turn out to be the differentiator down the line.
Yeah.
Is the way you describe it, you're doing this as an exercise in mission improvement.
Yes.
And not in as an exercise of compliance with a new piece of legislation.
Right. Yeah. This is not about that. This is not about check the box. Mm-hmm. This is about, you might know this about me. I had a long career in state and local government, and I was the CIO of the city of Nashville from 99 to 05. But through the late 90s and through the first decade of 2000s, I watched state and local governments really struggle with the decentralized, federated, the drift that we had over the years. We had, drifted to the edges of our organization with IT. And then, the accompanying inefficiencies and just the difficulty that kind of a model brings. So when I came to this federal space and I saw this again, I thought, okay, I understand this. And I began to have that conversation with the department about, and this is pre-FITARA, saying, this is not going to end well for us if we don't change, because there was a time where the pace of technology was nowhere near as steep as it is right now. And to be a little bit behind the curve, there was no penalty for it. But here we are now, you know, if you have that classic hockey stick of technological advancement, here we are about to climb up this hockey stick, and to be a laggard is to fall so woefully behind that I think the citizenry's patients would run out, you know, congressional patients would run out, and, you know, our patients should run out. So I think that, you know, it's a bit of a perfect storm right now, and I hope we take advantage of that.
Richard McKinney's the CIO at the Department of Transportation. You said you believe you're off to a great start. What are the marks that you want to hit, and maybe not even necessarily attached to a timeline, but what are the marks that you need to hit at some point in the future where you say, okay, we were off to a great start, and we're continuing the momentum in the way we'd like to see it go?
You know, for me, the first thing, you know, there's, if you look at the authority side of FITARA, there's like, there's HR, there's budget, and there's acquisition. I'm going to touch on budget first, because that, it's a bit of a starting, a bit of a starting point for me. One of the things that I've discovered in the Department of Transportation is that over the years, and I don't say this to blame anybody or say that anybody made a mistake, but what I, the reality of it is that our IT budget, our IT spend is so buried into the programs that you, that, you know, you really can't just readily pull it out. So I'm really, you know, trying to construct this new architecture and this new model for doing IT, and I'm having to stop and say, I have to do a discovery of how are we spending our money now? What's our construct look like? In the session this morning, I was talking about, you know, it's like an old house with many, many rooms that were designed and built independently of one another, but somehow it's considered a house. Well, there's even rooms in that house that I can't even see into. And that's, it's impossible to manage that. It's impossible to secure that. And so one of the so to your question, one of the first things I'm trying to do is sort of get an as-is drawing of that house. Where am I? Where are we? Where are we? Where are we starting from? What's our spend look like? How have we been spending our money? Once I feel like we have a good baseline to go on, then one, it'll inform us about, you know, potential savings that we could, you know, and then how we could take that savings and begin to build the new house, the new house that's has, you know, you takes advantage of the cloud, you know, a more modern network. You know, the data center of the future is really going to be your pipes to and from the cloud. You know, so we're in the midst of this whole discovery that's going on, and we got different teams working on that to try to get a good as-is drawing so that we can map ourselves to the future.
You should take some comfort in the fact that just about every agency CIO I talk to says the same thing, that it's hard to pull the IT spend out of the mission budget. Dave Pounder at the Government Accountability Office is convinced that the number is not $80 billion government-wide, that it's much, much higher than that because of exactly the issue that you're talking about.
I was talking to my team about that the other day, and I said, what are the chances that we spend less than we think? They said zero.
Right.
And I said, what are the chances that we're spending a lot more? They said, pretty high. And I, you know, I was pointing out to someone the other day, you know, I'll talk about the budget in DOT that's not FAA. FAA's IT budget is, you know, there's so much spend around specific airspace technologies that, but, you know, but the rest of the department's just, you know, kind of traditional IT and, you know, 13,000 employees, contractors on that side of the house. Well, when I first said, well, what's our spend? They said, well, it's somewhere between $400 and $500 million. And I said, you know, if we have to round off